So Shankara is again continuing the explanation of the self, of giving the nature of the self again. So he says, Pratyek Chaitanya Rupoham. Pratyek Chaitanya. So Pratyek Chaitanya means in the innermost self. That is the meaning of Pratyek Chaitanya, or indwelling self, indwelling consciousness. Pratyek Chaitanya Rupoham. I am that, like, that consciousness which is inside, innermost. Innermost means it's beyond, like, as the panchakosha way of analyzing, as the kosha, the annamaya kosham, the body, pranamaya kosham, prana, manomaya kosham, mind, vijnanamaya kosham, intellect, and then anandamaya kosham, ananda pratibimbam, happiness, experience of happiness, and then finally the self. So the innermost consciousness, that consciousness which is untainted by the panchakoshas, we can say panchakosha atitam, is beyond the panchakoshas, which shines as pure I inside us. So I means, like, this is a pulsating I. It's not the ego I that identifies, but it is the pulsating I. It's the I which is pulsating as consciousness. It is just pulsating. It is just as I. It doesn't have anything else. So the ego I, the moment we say I, the ego I, when it says I, it says quite a lot of other things with that. It gets identified, associated and all, but I am pure consciousness, innermost consciousness. So then what about prakriti? What about the world? What about maya, etc.? So shantoham, I am shantam. Shantam means there is no turbulence at all. So nistaranga jalarashi nishchalam. So Shankara uses such a beautiful, I think metaphor is the right word for this, that nistaranga jalarashi nishchalam. It is nishchalam, it is without any turbulence. It is like an ocean, nistaranga jalarashi, an ocean without waves. Very steady, shantoham, I am shantam. So I am peaceful without any fluctuation, without any change. And like, then what about prakriti? Prakriti is the world which is always changing. So prakriti hai paraha. I am beyond prakriti. So here prakriti can mean the entire world. Prakriti can also mean our individualistic nature. Not nature, but our individualistic nature. That means nature of the ego. The egoistic attitude or the sense of ego. And that nature arising out of the ego, so we can consider that. So I am untainted. So we will be experiencing dukkham only when we think that dukkham, we are part of the world which is dukkham, dukkhamayam. So anityam asutam lokam. So if we think we are part of the world, then asutam or dukkham will taint us. The moment we realize that we are the innermost self, that which is shantam, which cannot be fluctuations or turbulence, there cannot be any vibration in it. It is beyond prakriti, which is beyond the activities of the world, of maya, then what would happen? Then we will be able to experience this. That bliss which is ever constant. Shashvatananda rupoham ahameva aham abhyayah. I am Shashvatanandam. Shashvatam. Shashvatam means which is ever there. It is eternal and it is steady. So these are the same, like the concept that Shankara is bringing up is exactly the same as in the previous shlokas, but he is bringing in prakriti or maya, which he will be explaining a bit further in the next shloka. But the moment we रिमेम्बर द श्लोक दैट टू प्रत्युत चैतन्य रूपो हम शांतो हम बसवे पर हम प्रत्येक चैतन्यम निर्मोस्तर दैट मींस ईगो एंड अदर थिंग्स कैन नॉट टेक मी which means that I am ever shantam. It is just a matter of whether we acknowledge our shantaswarupam, acknowledge the shashvatanandam that is our nature or not. If we don't acknowledge, we'll be the loser. So any moment we remember this, we are focusing on Brahman. And when we are focusing on Brahman, focus on Brahman or anusandhanam, remembrance of Brahman. If Lord Krishna calls us Ananya Bhajanam, but then Ananya Bhajanam can only give us one truth, which is Anandam. So whether we acknowledge it or not, we are the Self, we are Pratyek Chaitanya, we are Brahman. It's just a matter of whether we go beyond the ego sense and realize we are the Self. That is what Amma says is surrender. So surrender is another word. Surrender means getting rid of the ego. Either we can get rid of the ego by like surrendering to a master so that ego automatically vanishes, or we can directly say, oh, ego, you cannot save me. Are you trying to fool me? You are not at all there. You are just an illusion. So when we are dreaming and something, a line comes up, we can say, oh, we may like initially get afraid and wake up, and then we will again dream. So we are in the dream world, we are in the dream world of waking world, this huge or this long dream world. And sometimes like when we meet masters like Amma, immediately we will wake up into realization or the trance state, just into transition into realization. We just experience bliss and then again fall down. But once we realize, then even if we see dreams, we will say, oh, are you just fooling me around? Oh lion, come, eat me. I'm not afraid of you. You cannot touch me at all because I'm not part of this world. I am consciousness, that consciousness which is eternal, that consciousness which is untainted. Nirasaru, ham nirabhadyo, ham. So you cannot tame me. If you cannot tame me, then I am ever blissful. So either we acknowledge it or we don't. If we acknowledge it, it is good for us. If we don't, it is not good for us. That's it. So these are shlokas that are meant for contemplation. So the meaning is not that much. Most of the shlokas, like as we go a bit more into the shlokas, later shlokas will require some explanation, but these shlokas are simple shlokas. You just have to remember that we are the Self. We have to always concentrate, contemplate that I am the Self, I am not the ego. Anytime the ego comes up, like, oh, I have to take care of it, oh, I have to take care of my father, I have to take care of him, I have to take care of that person, this person, immediately we should remember this shloka that Pratyek Chaitanya Rupo Ham Shanto Ham Prakrute Paraha. Whatever happens to the entire world, I am going to be Shantam because that is my very nature. I can either get deluded into thinking that I am the ego, I am Ashantam, or I can be my own very nature. Whether I acknowledge it or not, I am Shantam. If I get identified with the ego, though I am Shantam, I'll experience dukkha. Instead of that, I can never be happy. So the choice is us. But if we remember the shloka, if we try to contemplate on these 5-6 shlokas of Brahmajnana Vali Mala daily, whenever we get time, if we chant internally these shlokas, that can immediately elevate us to the state of bliss. We'll continue tomorrow. Namaskar.